USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump predicted it would happen, and now a lawsuit's been filed by 16 states suing his administration for his declaration of a national emergency over funding for a southern border wall. It's being led by California's Attorney General, Democrat Xavier Becerra, who says it's harmful to the U.S. military and its personnel.
There's also military money that goes to installations, military installations, where our men and women in uniform and their families reside. Taking that away hurts California families that are in the military.
Becerra speaking on Fox News. White House officials claim they can move that money around without actually hurting the military or any of its members. Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is going to resign in the middle of next month. An announcement about a possible replacement for him could come as soon as later this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Emergency crews rescuing over a dozen people from a SeaWorld gondola ride over Mission Bay in San Diego last night. 16 people had to be pulled from the ride and lowered into boats. The problem started when a gust of wind tripped a circuit breaker that caused that ride to stop moving. Just getting word that U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has announced he is going to run for president in 2020. A winter storm will soon be affecting the nation's east, as we hear from John Clemens.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding, while sections of Pennsylvania could get 6 to 10 inches of snow. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Chicago police still want to talk with Empire actor Jussie Smollett. His spokesman saying last night that the actor's attorneys are keeping up an active dialogue with cops on his behalf. Police reportedly investigating whether the actor paid two associates from the program to stage his own assault. Smollett saying he was attacked last month by two men who made racist and homophobic comments and put a noose around his neck. In the past couple of days, Smollett has said he was outraged at the suggestion that it was all a hoax. A small-town Alabama newspaper editor says the nation would be better off if the Ku Klux Klan would just clean out Washington, D.C. He's named Goodlow Sutton, and he edits the Democrat Reporter in Linden, about 2 hours west of Montgomery. In an editorial published on Valentine's Day, he called for the Klan to, quote, night ride again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. And the U.S. sailor kissing a nurse to celebrate the end of World War II in an iconic photograph has died. The Providence Journal reports George Mendonza died in Middletown, Rhode Island, back on Sunday. He only came forward to speak about him being the one in that photograph decades after it happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.